That's me, the little blue dot on the map, and I'm moving.
A place can shape the music created there, and the music can then return the favor and shape the place. Those are some of the ideas Seacoast musician Mike Dunbar explores on his new EP, Suitcase and Guitar in Hand.
I wonder what it's like in Tennessee. Wouldn't you like to meet some people who don't talk quite the same as you and me? I bet you'd fall in love. I bet you'd learn to draw once you had a little whiskey.
Dunbar and a fellow musician hit the road for 6 weeks, driving from the East Coast to the West and stopping at some of the places that shape the music they love. Nashville, Memphis, New Orleans, Chicago, and San Francisco, to name a few. When Mike Dunbar joined me in the studio this week, I asked him whether setting foot in these musical meccas changed the way he experienced the music made there.
On the one hand, you can say, yes, I know blues music. But at the same time, you really just know this deracinated form of it that lacks, you know, any other context. And I that's something, especially with the age of the internet, I think is especially true, that you can, growing up as a millennial now, I've been exposed to every genre of music in the world, and it's all at my fingertips. And yet the fact that you can do it so easily and without much sacrifice almost causes a disconnect, I think. And that was part of what I wanted to explore, was, well, what happens if you really go to these places?
And how much of that do you think is still there these days? I mean, Nashville is a great example of that. It's the home to the Grand Ole Opry. It's the hub of country music as an industry. And yet its population is changing in so many ways. Mm. There's lots of people from all over the world coming in. It's growing at this enormous rate. And so Nashville, as it was, is not necessarily Nashville as it is today. So is that still there in the same way?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of myth-making that goes on, I think, and there's a lot of this self-fulfilling prophecy about places like this. We try to keep in mind the fact that going to Memphis now is obviously different than going there in the 50s, but you're still going to Memphis, and you're still seeing at least the reverberation of what that culture was, and a lot of the same things that were true back then that helped make the music what it was, I think, you can still find it. In Sun Records in Memphis, there's a piano that still has a burn mark from where Jerry Lee Lewis put out his cigar on one of the keys. At Fame Studios, we walked in. It was like the end of the day. The intern, who was actually younger than me, said, oh, you want to play that? I think it was a Wurlitzer piano. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And he's like, you know the Aretha Franklin song, I Never Loved a Man? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, you know that little piano part in the beginning? That's the Wurlitzer. And so I got to play that piano. And I'm sitting there, you know, almost by myself, just my travel partner and I and one other guy who happened to walk in the studio around then. And it's hard to over-exaggerate how powerful it is to have that physical connection. It gives you a lot to think about. It's stuff that I'm still thinking about.
In retrospect, they haven't pinned me yet. I was alarmed when for a moment I was forward looking back. Like a first gray strand on black.
Now, you were not only looking to experience some of these musical destinations, but also to create some new music along the way. What's the push and pull like to be in a place like, say, New Orleans or Memphis? Do you feel like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to try and write a Memphis-style song, or I'm going to try and write a Chicago-style song, and then does that still feel like a Mike Dunbar-style song?
The first thing I sort of wanted to avoid was, like you said, oh, I'm going to write a blues song because I went to Chicago or, you know, so on. The sound of the album, it incorporates those things that we heard, and the live music especially. It was great getting to hear so much live music. But those things are, you know, they're ingredients, like as they should be, I think.
Bad.
And then it was nice to be heading home again after that because we'd been on the road for 6 weeks, and that's a long time.
So there is that kind of Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, no place like home kind of quality after you've been out 10,000 miles away and and then you make it back to your home base.
Right. And what was interesting, I thought, too, was that Colin Garsha, my travel partner and fellow guitarist, the places that we liked the most were always somehow in relationship to home. So it's like, you know, oh, I really like this part of Arizona. It's like Portsmouth, but more this or less this or, you know. So not only do these trips inform you about the places that you've never been, they also help to inform your understanding of home.
Mike Dunbar, thanks for talking with me. This was great.
Of course. Thank you.
Mike Dunbar's latest release is called Suitcase and Guitar in Hand.